tonight, 6 o'clock. Tune in. I hope you are a regular. Kalamazoo Lively Arts, produced by Mallory Patterson, along with Randy Strobel, impact producer, filmmaker, Wrinkle Creative, your home away from home. Defining Creativity, Your Labor of Love, is finally ready for the airwaves. Congratulations, Mallory.
Thanks, Shelley. It definitely has been a long time coming.
Great. Tell me about Kalamazoo Lively Arts.
Sure. So Kalamazoo Lively Arts is a 13-week program that airs weekly at on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. And we feature different artists throughout the Kalamazoo community, and we always wrap every episode with an awesome performance piece.
Great. And certainly, I know as you conclude a season, I don't want to call it re-airing, but you repeat the season over, so that if we missed it the first time, we're going to get it the second time. So thank you for that sustainability. Let's talk about what we see tonight, Defining Creativity, Part 1, The Art of Problem Solving. What's this?
Sure. So, you know, we've been doing this for several years, and we've talked to many, many people, and there's always been this thread and this idea of creativity and imagination and what it is and why it's important. And so what we decided to do is take the last two episodes of this season and really hone in on that. We talked to several people throughout the community who either study it, live it, practice it, and kind of just compiled their thoughts on what they think creativity really is.
Yes, I'm going to air a little tease. Take a listen and see if you recognize this voice. And here we are in your beautiful air zoo. Did all this love for the air zoo start when you were maybe about 7 years old?
When I was 7 years old, growing up in Eastern Pennsylvania, I was finally brave enough to go out in the dark sky with my trusty golden retriever Biscuit, and
Well, I'm not sure where Troy went on that.
Oh,
there he is.
Astronomy and seeing really cool pictures of stars and nebulae and galaxies, and they wanted to take my learning even further by buying me this telescope. And I so vividly remember the first time that I turned this telescope to the moon and saw that it wasn't this two-dimensional disk of gray and white that I was seeing in photos and seeing up in the night sky, but it was really a three-dimensional sphere of mountains and valleys and craters. And the most important thing it did for me was not answer questions that I had, but for every question that I got answered, it gave me 100 new ones that I wanted to seek answers for.
There you go. Yeah, there was just a little nip there in the beginning. Yes, had the honor of speaking with Troy. What energy and what creativity he has. That's just a sample, Mallory.
Yes, we talked to all sorts of people who kind of approached it through several different lenses. It's going to be a two-part series, so we hope you tune in tonight to hear more of Tori's story, and then tune in again next week. This week will be a little bit on the idea of problem solving, the art of problem solving. So, yeah, we'll hear from a lot of people about how they think creativity inspires and spawns creative problem solving.
Big picture. Goodness gracious. You've been at this for some time now, thanks to your production team, Mallory, you and Randy as an impact producer, filmmaker, Wrinkle Creative, and of course, partnership with WGVU, myself and Kim Carson, and other opportunities to have your hosts, get involved. What if, I'm going to let you toot your horn. What are you doing for Kalamazoo? This is kind of cool.
Oh, we love what we do. We think it's a really special thing when we get to highlight people who are really, you know, changing the face of the way that we think about education and the way that we think about workforce development and other things by including the arts. We love talking to people who are following their passions and working with youth and other different communities. You know, Kalamazoo is a really special place when it comes to the arts, a model in a lot of ways, and we really love being able to highlight that weekly through our show.
All right. Details one more time for tonight, please, Mallory.
Yes. So tonight you will be seeing Defining Creativity Part 1, The Art of Problem Solving. It'll air at 6 p.m. And if you miss it, you have chances to catch it Friday evening and Sunday morning as well.
And I'm sure online to boot. But we've got the time.
Yes.
I'll be on the couch with the four animals. There we go, watching your talents. Defining Creativity Part 1. Mallory Patterson, thank you.
Thank you.